You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Hi, and thanks for joining us today for our very first podcast episode for Call Put Strike. If you're not familiar with us yet, we are a news and financial insights online publication. You can find us at callputstrike.com. For a little introduction into what to expect in each day's episode, we'll give you a rundown of the day's market and business news. Very quick, very bite-sized, very easy to digest. And then the second part of the episode, we'll discuss one or two different topics that give you a little insight into the world around you in a little bit more depth. I'm Scott Ponywaz, and I'm the publisher of Call Put Strike, and I'll also be your host for the near future on this podcast. So thank you for joining us today. Let's get started with today's news, shall we? Tuesday, May 26, 2020, the stocks were up after a long weekend for Memorial Day. The Dow Jones rose by 2.2%, S&P 500 increased by 1.3%, and the NASDAQ climbed by 0.2%. The Dow Jones, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ are all currently on track for a monthly gain in May. The S&P 500 exceeded 3,000 earlier on Tuesday, which is a first time since early March when a lot of the COVID situation started to take hold. In addition, the S&P 500 also broke above its 200-day moving average. All these signs are pointing to a shift from a bear market to a bull market. President Trump took notice and tweeted Tuesday, "Stock market up big, Dow crosses 25,000, S&P 500 over 3,000. States should open up ASAP. The transition to greatness has started ahead of schedule. There will be ups and downs, but next year will be one of the best ever." Moving on, Novavax, a biotechnology company, announced that they are currently starting a clinical trial with a COVID-19 candidate. The company is expecting to receive trial results in July. They also could have a vaccine ready for emergency use by the fall, and there are currently 10 vaccines in clinical evaluation and 114 in preclinical evaluation. Novavax's shares increased by 20% in pre-market trading. The NYSE partially reopened on Tuesday morning for the first time since late March. 80 floor brokers were allowed to enter, which is approximately 25% of their usual numbers. Some restrictions were in place, though. Anyone entering the building is required to get their temperatures taken and sign legal documents stating that they understand the risks and rules of coming back to work. The rules prohibit anyone from using public transportation to get to the stock exchange as well. The optimistic signs that the economy is reopening caused bank stocks to increase. Citigroup and Wells Fargo both saw increases by over 9%. The Bank of America and JP Morgan also both rose by 7% today. Consumer confidence in the economy has increased to 86.6 in May from 85.7 in April. Investors are starting to pay close attention to the tensions between China and the United States. Over the weekend, Robert O'Brien, the White House National Security Advisor, announced that the United States could impose sanctions on China. This could happen if Beijing gains more control over Hong Kong through a national security law. Data from the Transportation Security Administration showed that the number of travelers has increased in recent days, possibly due to the holiday weekend. Over 250,000 travelers passed through checkpoints on Saturday and Sunday of the long weekend. And data from the hospitality firm STR also showed an increase in hotel occupants. The week ending May 16th saw an occupancy rate of 32.4%, and that's an increase from 21% the month before. The NBA, or National Basketball Association, is currently in talks about returning in July. They're discussing the possibility of playing games at Disney's ESPN Wide World of Sports complex in Florida. Nothing is confirmed as of yet, but the league was forced to suspend their season in mid-March due to the coronavirus, among several other professional sports organizations. And as we are recording today's podcast, we are also seeing alerts that the NHL will also be likely returning with a playoff-only completion of their season. And that concludes today's daily rundown of the news and financial insights. Take a quick pause here before we jump into today's latest topic, which is how the job outlook is going to be for new graduates. Welcome back to Call Put Strike, daily financial news and insights. Thanks for joining in today. In our next segment, we're going to discover a little bit more about what the job outlook for new graduates is going to look like. Obviously, many people have missed their graduations, so we thought it was a very fitting subject for today. So, when the end of post-secondary education is within sight, it can be a very exciting time for students. Graduating from college represents that passage into a new chapter of life, and usually the start of a new career. This year, however, COVID-19 struck quickly and viciously, making the job outlook for new grads precarious. So, to first take a quick look at the changes, one of the major detriments to new graduates is the lack of networking and interviews that they would normally be having at this time. Typically, companies send recruiters to colleges in order to scope out potential new employees, but due to the pandemic, companies have stopped sending recruiters in, and most of them have put hiring new employees on hold. As of April, the unemployment rate in the United States was at just 14.7%. This is the highest that it has been, including during the Great Recession in 2008-2009. This is problematic for new grads because it means many other people will be looking for a job at the same time. So this could mean a long-term dilemma because there's no guarantee that the companies will rehire the employees that they had to let go of as well. So with that, what's the outlook? Well, there's been a decline in new hires in certain industries and increases in others. The hospitality, tourism, and aviation industry have decreased their job postings recently. However, the warehouse and grocery industries have increased their job postings. Technology companies are also still hiring, also less than they normally would be, but they are still continuing to hire. Even though new graduates may not be able to work in their desired field right away, there are still jobs available for them on a temporary basis. As an example, Amazon is hiring 100,000 new workers for their warehouses and delivery services. This is to try and keep up with overwhelming demand for online shopping. Stores like Walmart are also hiring to help with increased demand. It's likely that the majority of companies are simply waiting for a good time to reinitiate the hiring processes, sort of sitting on the sidelines for now. So as soon as the country has had their restrictions lifted, companies will have more certainty about their financial situation. At this point, they can reevaluate their staffing needs and hire new employees at that point. So the response from the colleges, well, the colleges are working hard to help their graduates in any way that they can. The University of Miami, as an example, usually works together with other universities to host a job fair for students. This year, the university will be hosting it virtually. This is a great opportunity for students because it's giving them the opportunity to network and possibly get hired after the pandemic has passed. Many colleges have also transferred their career services online so that they can continue to help students. Career advisors are working with students to explore their options during this stressful time. And there's also an expectation that there will be an increase in students continuing on to grad school rather than trying to enter the workforce at this time. They may find this to be a better use of time until the unemployment rate starts to decrease, the economy stabilizes, and the jobs start to come back. And that is today's episode of Call Put Strike, daily financial news and insights. We appreciate you joining us for this inaugural episode, and we welcome your suggestions or news tips. You can always reach out to us at news@callputstrike.com. Again, that's news, N-E-W-S, at callputstrike.com. Of course, head on over to callputstrike.com for even more financial news and insights. Plenty of great content for you to dig through and catch up on. We also hope that you'll find us on your favorite podcast subscription platform and follow us for all of our future episodes. Thank you again. That was today's episode for Tuesday, May 26th, 2020. And thank you. Have a great day. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights.